The shoebox client. A battered box, a post-it. A battered box of receipts and a post-it that simply, hopefully, reads trust me. It arrives today the way it always does, a shoebox, genuinely a shoebox, receipts crumpled and coffee-stained and out of order, a post-it stuck to the lid that just says trust me in handwriting you're starting to recognize on sight. You take it anyway. You always do. There's a particular kind of chain here. The one where you keep taking on the client everyone else warned you about. Because somebody has to, and because you have, against all evidence, a soft spot for the chaos. This is the devil's bargain in its mildest, most human form. Not damnation, just a habit you keep choosing. A client relationship built on low expectations you keep meeting anyway because the alternative, saying no, feels worse than the shoebox does. Today, take the box. Just notice, honestly, whether this particular chain is one you're actually choosing or just one you've stopped questioning. What may cross your path? A client hands over documentation in genuinely chaotic form, a literal box, bag, or crumpled envelope. A post-it note or one-line explanation is expected to stand in for real organization. You take on a task you know will be messy because saying no feels harder than doing it. You catch yourself with a soft spot for exactly the kind of client everyone warns you about. Take the box if you're choosing to, honestly, just make sure it's still a choice and not a habit you've stopped questioning. Your mantra, I can help with the mess without becoming trapped by it.